I've had a number of healings, and it's absolutely true. The same Christ that Jesus taught us, and it was with him, is with us today. And it's God's divine ideas that are animated and come to heal us no matter what the problem is. And we can rely on God. And I wanted to share a marvelous healing I had recently of a severe injury with a little expansion for explanation purposes. And it was almost a year ago now. And as it were, I was sitting at my desk, sitting on top of my legs in my high swivel desk chair. I threw a candy wrapper into my trash bin, but I missed. So I reached down to pick it up and try again and fell out, crashing hard on the floor in a very awkward position. The pain was intense. I immediately, unwittingly thought, oh, is anything broken or ruptured? But then fervently I countered, no, there are no accidents in God's kingdom where I live and move and have my being. There can't be. There's nothing beyond God's infinitude, his allness. I considered, too, the fact that I'd been about my Father's business, doing his work, and therefore I couldn't suffer, as Jesus tells us in the book of Luke. I reasoned also that I hadn't been sinning. Mrs. Eddy writes in her book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, it is error to suffer for aught but your own sins. So if I hadn't been sinning, how could I suffer? And thus my healing journey continued. Several days went by. I pondered many spiritual truths and specific laws of God. For example, adhesion, cohesion, attraction are properties of mind. I knew that since I was God's divine mind's exact spiritual reflection and image, everything in my being, every function, action, motion, movement, had to be operating intelligently and perfectly, since divine mind was governing. And this would be manifested physically, too, if it was needed. Also, I understood from the teachings of Christian Science that swelling was a result of fear. So I prayed both acknowledging and relishing the fact that, as Mrs. Eddy tells us, mind is the source of all movement, and there is no inertia to retard or check its perpetual harmonious action. So there really wasn't anything to be afraid of. I could expect to walk again in harmony and wholeness. Though my leg just plain didn't look right, I could still expect it to resume its natural, perfect, congruent fit, as the Bible teaches in Ephesians, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. I have to say, though, most unfortunately, I did exhibit some willfulness. You see, I loved to walk, I needed to walk, and was determined to walk. Nothing was going to interfere. Yet after just about three or more blocks of walking, the swelling returned and worsened, and pain too. Humility was needed to listen to my Heavenly Father Mother's instruction, my God-given intuition, to follow after wisdom, common sense, practicality. One day, as I was walking along Broadway, where I live in the Big Apple, I came across yet another come-on-in-without-an-appointment medical office, and I capitulated. However, I wasn't there long when I reviewed to myself, truly, are you material, fleshly, carnal, or are you spiritual, eternal, immortal? Which one? I knew, spiritual. I had had many Christian Science healings, so I knew that Christian Science worked. So, of course, I determined to stay with it for this one. And I understood I wasn't healing matter. I was healing mental states of thought, fear, dismay for making such a dumb chair maneuver, self-pity, and preoccupation. Before the fall had happened, I'd been ruminating on some past misunderstandings and injustices I felt I'd experienced. I saw then that they needed to be rooted out, expunged, and that I must watch thought more closely. So self-forgiveness was the demand, and forgiveness for anyone I felt maybe had offended me. A clean slate, in other words. At any rate, I left the walk-in clinic pronto, went home, and called a Christian Science practitioner. She agreed to pray for me to give Christian Science treatment. I was so pleased. Improvement began immediately, but the swelling and discomfort continued, though the pain abated considerably. Still, after sitting or lying down for very long, the pain would be intense when I endeavored to rise up again out of my chair or the bed. The practitioner remained steadfast. I reminded myself that I couldn't suffer for doing what God had made me able to do, to walk, bend, push, jump, pull. This was God's law. There were none greater. At one point, the practitioner sent me this marvelous statement about man. It's by Mrs. Eddy. It says, "He is wholly symmetrical." Ah, yes, and another law, assuring man's permanence and indestructibility. Another touchstone had come to me. I deeply pondered the concept symmetry and began making consistent effort to align my every thought with divine mind. And divine mind is another synonym for God. Saying only what God would have me to say, thinking only what my Father would have me to think, doing what my Maker alone would have me to do, and feeling only what Mother Love would have me to feel. I tried to do this constantly. I also continued praying with things like the scientific statement of being in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, 23rd Psalm, and the definition of man. And particularly, I endeavored to be a world-class, five-star, cutting-edge, gold medal Olympian porter at the door of my thought, watching diligently as to what I was letting into my thinking, fear, worry, discouragement, or right expectation, joy, trust, and love. What was I entertaining, thinking about? The truth about God and man, or lies and rumors? And what was I sending out? Sadness, doubt, despondency? Or strength, courage, and joy? I made every effort to be grateful, too, for I had a lot to be grateful for. And the Bible says, "A merry heart doeth like medicine." I knew nothing was impossible to God, and no matter what injuries, breakages, or otherwise I may have sustained, nothing was too hard for God. Nothing could stop a complete healing. I disciplined my thought even more, and I had that glorious healing. I am more grateful than I can say. All things do truly work together for good to them that love God. Is anything too difficult for our Father? No, there isn't.
You've been hearing from Susan Collins, a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from New York, New York.